The cringiest, though, is the plug and the outlet.
Yeah.
So cringe.
It's very cringe.
That's gross.
It's so like.
That is so gross. Like, why?
That is a cringy costume. It's like I'm just asking for trouble.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey. What's up?
Hello, this is the Hits 96 podcast. My name is Gino D.
Hey, it's Natalie.
It's DJ Kevin Hayes.
And we are here once again for another episode. Thank you to Journey Hemp, of course, for representing us, being our proud sponsor throughout the rest of the year. Check them out online. That's journeyhemp.com. You can also check out their new location right on the North Shore. And of course, don't forget about their location in St. Elmo. So, over last week, we went to Dread Hollow.
It was dreadful, for sure.
But in a good way.
It was
in
fun.
A good way.
It was a good time. I thought it was a lot of fun. Their theme this year is Camp Dread. That's one of the many themes that they have. You kind of go through these other worlds as you're walking through. You go into the beginning. You're in a campground. The next time, I think, we were in a chicken farm at one point with a giant chicken chasing
then
us.
Then there's a mortuary or not a mortuary, but like a... I guess it was a mortuary.
Mortuary, yeah.
Yeah, that we were there and then...
It's fun.
Yeah, it was an experience.
I think I was a little more prepared this year because I had been through the experience.
A little more brave.
Yes, a little more brave.
I thought it was nice. And they actually kind of paid homage. I don't know if they do this throughout the years. This is all my second time going to Dread Hollow.
Mine too.
Within 2 years. But like Bubba. Bubba was a big character in our previous video. And he is a part of the thing. You go down an elevator with Bubba and it is quite the experience.
Ricketts was there too.
Yeah. And then like I said, yeah, they kind of paid homage to Ricketts. He was still there. There was a couple of the characters, some of the girls. And it's just, it was great. So they paid homage, but also introducing a whole new slew of characters. And they're doing some amazing things. They let us hang out in the RIP lounge. And they're doing girls' night out. They're doing date nights and fun things like that. So you can go to dreadhollow.com and get all those details if you'd like to sign up for like a specialty night. But of course, they have escape rooms going on. At first, Natalie said she wanted to do the escape room, and then she realized it's a scary one.
It's a scary one. No, I'm not
doing
it. I don't
think I would like a scary escape room
either. No, I don't know.
You'd be stuck.
Yeah. There's no way out at that point. At least when you're walking through these haunted houses and you're getting spooked, you know that, all right, well, if I keep walking, it's going to be over eventually because they can only go so far.
Yeah.
But the escape room? Can't do that.
You're locked in.
You're locked in. So,
but some people are into that. So if you want to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. And without giving anything too much away, what was your big takeaway, though, from this year's Dread Hollow? Something that you really enjoyed? What was the deal there?
I guess, like, some of the props and costumes that they had this year were very realistic. There's a thing like, whoa, what was... Well, that was a little too close for comfort.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, if you're into those type of things, you like being scared, it's perfect.
Yeah, I think so. I thought it was great. The chicken farm, I mentioned that earlier, that somehow stuck with me over the weekend after thinking about it, the giant chicken and the whole thing of that. I thought any kind of animal aspect was actually really well done. Alligators, warthogs, snakes, name it, they have it thrown at you.
Pigs.
When you're going through pigs. Yeah, pigs.
I knew the actor because we went to high school together. Mm-hmm. He actually worked here for a second. His name's Austin Adderholt.
I remember him.
Yes.
Was he the pig? Give Kevin a shout out? Was that a different character?
No, that was a different guy. I don't know how that
Kevin's
one guy.
Name.
Well, they knew all of our names.
Well, was really scary because it was like, Natalie.
Yeah.
I was
but wondering. I knew him.
The guy asked you what you wanted on your tombstone.
Yeah. He goes, Kevin. I'm like, Like, how you know me? I don't know you.
Yeah. We thought he knew you.
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
All black people don't know each other.
I know he's black.
Yeah, I was like, get me up out of here.
No, hats off once again to Dread Hollow for another successful haunt. That video should be posted shortly. It's, you have to walk through a 25-minute Maze, and then have everybody, you know, do the editing and everything else. Mm-hmm. Lindsay's hard at work at that, and hopefully we'll be posting that soon, and you'll be able to check it out on our socials, of course, at Hits 96 Radio, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/Hits96. Now that Dread Hollow is over and done with, and we've done that experience, we look forward to the Grave Diggers Ball, where there's going to be a costume contest and more. Hi-Fi Clyde's October 27th. We are super looking forward to that. We'll give you more details. Plus, Natalie has a Nat stat that she wants to share with us when it comes to costumes, especially couples' costumes. That's coming up right after this word from our sponsor, Journey Hemp.
Journey Hemp and Journey on the River offers a wide range of high-quality, 50-state legal products. They have everything from tinctures and hemp flower to vaping products and edibles. Speaking of edibles, they have a delicious selection of gummies, brownies, infused slushies, and infused drinks. And if you're in the need for smoking accessories, they've got you covered with a full line of options. But it's not just the products that make Journey Hemp special. Their staff is incredibly knowledgeable and friendly, ensuring that you have a great experience every time you visit. Plus, they're open 7 days a week, so you can stop by whenever it's convenient for you. They even have a loyalty program to reward you for your continued support. With two locations to better serve you, St. Elmo, and now on the North Shore next to the Walking Bridge. So why wait? Your journey to wellness and relaxation starts at Journey Hemp and Journey on the River.
Thank you again, Journey Hemp, for being a proud sponsor of the Hits 96 podcast. Now, as I mentioned, Gravediggers Ball is fast approaching October 27th. You can get all the details on our website at hits96.com. But Natalie found a Nat stat talking about couples' costumes. And what was the exact question, Natalie?
Is couples' costumes cute or cringy?
Right. And what's your feeling?
I think they're cute.
I think it's
if they're
right,
well
they
done.
Be.
Yeah. Sure. Exactly.
Sure. But Kevin, on the
cringy.
Other hand, he's not
he
a fan.
He hated it last year. Are y'all going to dress up as a couple?
I'm sure we are, but I've already told my original costume was not okay by HR standards, so.
Oh.
The Alabama Bowl.
Yeah, I had my white folding chair. I had my Alabama Slammer ready. But I don't know. It's just.
Could have been worse.
Yeah, could have been worse. Sorry.
Been worse.
If you heard a noise, it was me spilling some stuff on the counter. That's why you don't have food and drinks here in the studio.
Thank God that could have been worse.
Oh yeah.
Because that would have been
oh yeah,
terrible.
All over the place. Yeah.
It was actually on some stuff.
But at any rate, don't tell Ben, our engineer. but I just never it's not been a thing for me because in all my relationships in the past, like we'd never dressed up together.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, last time I went to a Halloween party before I got married was with an ex, and we actually broke up at the party because I was being a bit of an a-hole, but she had it coming. But
you broke up at the Halloween party?
We broke up like immediately afterwards.
What were y'all dressed as?
Oh, well, she was dressed as a Catholic schoolgirl.
Uh-huh.
I was dressed as some skeletal creature, whatever.
Oh, okay. But it wasn't a couple's costume.
No, it wasn't.
That would have been awkward.
Yeah, like, yeah, like.
Jack and Jill broke up? What?
You know, Ike and Tina, yeah, that would have been
yeah.
even oh worse. But no, like, we broke up like literally right after the party.
Mm.
So,
They gave some stats on the most popular couples costumes for
mm-hmm.
this year.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the typical ones, Mickey and Minnie. That one's always a winner.
Yep.
Harley Quinn and the Joker, which is more relevant because Lady Gaga is playing Harley Quinn in the next
yeah.
movie. So that one was really big. Let's see, Fred and Daphne from Scooby-Doo. That right. was a big one.
Yep.
The top ones, though, are Mario and Luigi.
Makes sense with the Mario movie.
Exactly. Ariel and Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one, cute factor.
For the couples.
For the cute or cringy couples costume, Ken and Barbie.
Ken and Barbie, yeah.
Of course. There's going to be, now the only downfall to being Barbie is there's going to be a ton of Barbies.
Right.
But Barbie is, you know, fluid
universal.
Enough. You can be any kind of Barbie. You could have a radio Barbie if you wanted,
yeah.
you know?
Like, is that what you're doing?
No, we're going to go.
Radio Barbie?
No, I'm not going to do that.
That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, yeah, it would be cool. We are going as Forrest Gump and Ginny.
That's right.
That's nice. That's going
to
be fun.
Jake picked this year. I got to pick last year, so.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I guess it would be Devin's pick because she picked, I mean, she based her costume last year off of what I wanted.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like, oh, a knight. Perfect. That's what I want. So then she went and got her Queen Guinevere whatever outfit, and it was fine. But I was like, she's like, we need to dress together as a couple. I'm like, why? Well, because Natalie and Gina were doing it.
See?
We're good influences. I don't care about them. It's about what I want to do.
Well, it's her pick this year, so
yeah.
Has she picked anything?
Be her pick.
No, she hasn't picked anything.
So she
is indecisive.
Either. We were thinking about Blue's Clues and Steve.
Cute.
Doing that, but she hasn't officially decided yet, so she's still looking around. I've been throwing ideas at the wall, but nothing has stuck yet.
Mm. We had a conversation, I think, over the weekend about that, and I'm like, I mean, I guess we can, but I don't. It's just not my thing. Right. It just isn't.
I mean, I don't know. Dressing up is not really. I keep on saying, as long as it's something that's functional, because we have things to do at the mm-hmm. at the event.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We're going to be on the microphone, handing out prizes, having fun. So as long as the costume allows me to do that, I think we should be okay.
Our first prize winner, Hobie, is coming back, and I was just texting
so good.
With them, Jeremiah and Hobie. Mm-hmm. And I know what they're going as, but I don't think they want me to reveal
it. Yeah, let's not spoil it.
Oh, no.
It's going to be...
He was the Ice King last year, if you guys missed the first Gravedigger's Ball, and it was so good.
Yeah.
So
it really was.
It was really good. And this year's one, it's a couple's costume, but not what you think.
Oh,
okay? It's really good.
I actually just saw those guys over at Publix not too long ago.
Oh, yeah?
Hobie and
I love them.
I saw them at... I was doing a party. Kevin! I'm looking around, and I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. Hey! I'm like... What's up? He's like, Ice King.
They're big Hits 96 listeners.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So we appreciate that. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Speaking of costume contests and so much more, we're giving away tons of prizes. Like I said, this year, $500 cash prize goes to first. And that is for solo. For those that do think it's cringy and would rather do a solo contest, you can do that. Mm-hmm. So people for Kevin, but if you want to do the couples, that's still a $500 cash prize up for grabs. Second place is going to be a staycation at the Holiday Inn with Rodizio Grill Downtown gift certificate. So you get some dinner for two. Third place will be concert tickets. One's for Travis Scott tickets. The other one's for Olivia Rodrigo tickets.
Ooh.
And then moving on from there, we have a whole bunch of raffle prizes.
Can I just talk about my favorite raffle prize?
Yes,
can
please.
We talk about that,
I knew
please?
You were going to.
We're giving away a PlayStation 5.
Jake is awesome. So wants to win this.
He can't.
He doesn't live with me.
Doesn't matter.
He's not a part of my household.
I'm not going to do it. I won't even recognize him. He'll be in a costume.
Yeah.
How are you going to know? How are you going to know?
All right.
But for $10.
You have to buy a ticket, right?
Yeah.
So it's fair.
Well, you don't have to buy a raffle ticket. $10 gets you in to get a raffle ticket.
Yeah. Right? Oh, I got you.
So your $10 cover charge at the door at Hi-Fi Clyde's, that gives you a raffle ticket for the prizes. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that gets you into the costume contest if you so wish to sign up for that and so more. But that $10 charge covers everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not only are you getting into the party, but you get to participate in all the fun. In addition to the PlayStation 5, which is highly contested, people want that. We're also given a frozen margarita machine, of course, because somehow, some way, that has become a thing. It's 96.
I know. What is that?
We have one.
Those
no
things are
what,
so
they're
cool.
Awesome.
They are
it's like a $300
cool.
prize.
Oh, yeah. They're
but
awesome.
It's just funny that we give away those no matter what.
Yeah.
We're also giving away a signed Selena Gomez poster for those that are Selena Gomez fans. Chattanooga Lookouts just threw some tickets out for a couple games in 2024. Which is awesome, and a whole bunch more concert tickets, more things of that nature, and you can check out a full prize list at our website at hits96.com. But that's coming up October 27th, the Friday of Halloween weekend. Nice and perfect to kick off your weekend with us, and that's going to be at Hi-Fi Clyde's. Plus, we have music from Alex Angelo. He's going to be performing for us.
I love his new song.
You Go First.
Yes.
The one that we're playing.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's so good.
It's great. And he's also going to be doing a DJ set too, so he'll be we'll be dancing the night away. And the reason that we went to Hi-Fi Clyde's this year, opposed to the great time that we had at the Moxie, is that we get to stay up a little bit later.
Yeah.
Get to push it a little bit later because they have a little bit of more of a time allowance. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Hi-Fi Clyde's right in downtown.
What time does it start?
8 o'clock is when the doors will open.
I have to take a nap that day.
Yeah, you'll have to go
Are
home.
Are you serious?
You'll have to go home and rest. 8 o'clock, because get this. So 8 o'clock's doors. 9 o'clock is when the music will start. Of course, that's when Alex Andrew will hit the stage. He's going to perform for us, actually, live music for a bit, then turn to DJ. But we're not doing the costume contest and stuff until like 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Oh, my god!
So it's going to be a late night. Late night. Luckily, you don't have to go to work the next day.
I do, though.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, why?
You got a remote?
I do, yeah.
Oh, my god.
All right, well, you can tap out early if you want.
Okay. I may have to. I'll just have to take a nap that day. No way around it.
When it comes to that poll, did people honestly think it was cringy or cute? What was the bottom line of the whole thing?
So they really liked Ken and Barbie. 78% said cute. Only 22% said cringy. For Fred and Daphne from Scooby-Doo, 74% think that's a good one. Homer and Marge, 67% said cringy. The rest said cute. Cruella de Vil and a Dalmatian, 63% said cringy. So
I would have said that too.
Okay, so they broke it down by the costume, whether that's cute or cringy.
Yeah.
What? Gotcha. I thought they meant just the idea.
What about a commander and a handmaid?
A commander and a handmaid?
From the Handmaid's Tale?
Oh, I've never seen it. I guess
if you've seen The Handmaid's Tale, it might be.
Only reason I recognize it because Devin had me watch a few episodes last year. And I think last year, one of them won something.
Sure.
Either from Raffle.
Like three or four prizes that we gave away.
But loyal High-Six listener, but she was dressed as a handmaid and she had her husband dressed as a commander. I'm like,
okay, cool.
That's a little weird. But
some good ideas. Bob Ross and Little Happy Trees.
Yeah.
That's been one that's been going around. Savannah almost kind of thought she might want to go that route and she'd want to be a happy tree and I could be Bob Ross. There's a couple other great ones.
The
like
cringiest, though, is the plug and the outlet.
Yeah.
So cringe.
It's very cringe.
That's gross.
It's so like.
That's so gross. Like, why?
That is a cringy costume. It's like just asking for trouble.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Huh, that's funny.
It's a good call there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Other cringy costumes. What else? What else could there possibly be? What was on that list for cringy? Is there any more? That was just the most cringy. They're like, you can do anything. Just don't do the plug and outlet.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say that joke. Never mind.
You can actually vote on BuzzFeed.
Well, there you go.
There it is.
Whether or not you think it's cute or cringy.
The plug and the outlet. The guy is obviously the outlet, but it looks like he's just wearing a diaper with like a golden slang.
Golden
ding dong. Well, he's got two of them, don't he?
Three. He's got three, but cringy.
Wow.
It is pretty cringy.
Kermit and
Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy, what do you think? Cute or cringy?
A little cringy. For adults.
45% said cute. 55% said cringy. Okay. Harley Quinn and the Joker, cute or cringy?
That's cute.
If it's done well, it can be cute.
48%.
Okay, said cute. BuzzFeed's just a bunch of haters.
Ooh, chips and salsa. That's cute.
Cringy.
Cringy?
That's kind of cringy.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that the same idea of the plug in the outlet?
The
plug is just the whole interaction of it all.
Fred and Daphne.
That's
cute. I think that can be cute. Most people do. Milk and cookies? That could be like a best friend thing.
Cringy.
It can be.
Cringy? Oh, yeah, this one's cringy, too.
Soap and loofah?
Yeah. It had its moment, but it's dead now. So Peter Pan and Wendy?
That could be cute.
Cringy.
Cringy, cute.
Yeah, I think it's cute.
Oh, and this one, a football player and a cheerleader. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
That's what, you're going to get a lot of that, too, I think.
I think cute. So, too. Cute.
Between Ken and Barbie and Taylor and Travis.
Oh, this is another one I don't like. Cringy. Hugh Hefner and a Playboy bunny. That's like just asking for attention. Please give me attention. I want to be a Playboy bunny.
Who wants to be a Playboy bunny?
Yeah. But if you come as that, sorry.
No, if you come as that, I'll say hello.
Yeah, I have bunny ears too. Mickey and Minnie, cute or cringy?
They're cringy.
Cringy.
It's just overdone.
Yeah, most people. Avocado and toast.
What is going on? Cringy.
Terrible.
Most people said that was cringy. So.
Gotta get more creative with it. If I think if you do a nice thing, if it's from a TV show or a movie, it's what I like to see.
When I do too.
You pair the characters together, you know. Other than that, it's just like peanut butter and jelly and putting things together. Just not creative.
I think the most creative costume I saw at a costume party, we did a Halloween party at this club. And you remember when Lady Gaga dressed in like...
Meat?
Not the meat, but the caution tape?
Oh, caution that's tape? Cool.
Yeah.
She did that.
That's awesome.
I mean, I was like, that's actually that quite impressive.
Cool. Yeah. That takes a lot. And it takes a lot of guts to wear that out. I mean, one false move and you unwrap it.
I mean, I was like, I'm not even trying to be funny, man. I'm like, how is this on? I'm just trying to, because she had nothing else on, but just
making it work.
Cling like, wrap.
But then I'm like, if you got to go to the bathroom, what you going to do?
She didn't stand over the toilet? I don't know.
Like, you have to rearrange some stuff. But I think she won, too.
I liked last year's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, they ended up winning the couples contest.
Yeah.
Hobie ended up taking home the solo. But yeah, and they actually ended up using that. Last year, we were giving away a trip to Vegas in addition to the cash prize. And they actually ended up using that for their honeymoon.
Oh,
which is really
cool. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, the Mrs. Doubtfires. So that was outstanding too. I always like the costumes that make it look like. Have you ever seen the one when it looks like the legs are something different than the body is?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like
and
an
you're
alien
like riding,
carrying a human away.
Yeah, I've seen that with a flamingo. I thought that was
cool.
Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of them out there. I had one back in college where my legs were from a horse. And then the front, but then the top was a little cowboy riding the horse. And it was super fun, but it was an inflatable one.
Yeah.
But it still
those
worked.
Are kind of expensive.
Yeah, they are. They are expensive. And then they usually do get ripped or ruined because it's just hard to maneuver in. But I always like those ones that look, or the hand, homemade costumes too, when some people just go above and beyond and really start doing all this stuff with boxes. And it's just incredible. I love when people can pull off the Invisible Man contests or costumes. The Invisible Man was, well, he's a big character. The Invisible Man was a man that was invisible.
Uh-huh.
But so what they do is you basically are looking out of the chest piece because you're wearing, you know, basically the torso is a little bit taller. You're tall.
Uh-huh.
And then the head is just, they usually do some type of wire or something, some type of hanger so they can put a hat on it.
Oh.
So you can't actually see anything.
Oh.
But you're looking out the chest is how you kind of maneuver around.
That's cool.
And if it's well done, there's a whole bunch of them. It looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So. Darth Vader was one of my other favorites. Like the full Darth Vader suit.
You should do that. We could get
$1,000
hair up in the
buns. You gotta go the $1,000
route. I mean,
Darth
my buddy,
Vader, and she can be Devin can.
Now
be
I'm not being Captain America.
Princess Leia.
I wouldn't mind being Captain America because my buddy has a shield.
Oh,
there you
cool!
Go, Captain America and
like
can
a
be,
real metal one. Black
That's
Widow.
Awesome.
Black Widow, sure. Or wasn't there a character that was linked to Captain America? Which she was
wasn't
like
it.
A, I can't remember. Well,
the girl version of Captain
Peggy.
America was played by Sophie Turner. I know that. Or Brie Larson.
Captain Marvel?
Yeah, Captain Marvel.
Marvel was Brie Larson.
Okay.
But wasn't there like a military figure that was in the actual movie with Captain America that they were kind of linked romantically? But
Black Widow.
I don't think it was Black Widow.
It was.
I think it was like Mary.
Mary Jane? That's Spider-Man.
No,
Mary,
I'll look it up. It's no big deal.
Like in the second movie. I know what you're talking about. It's Black Widow.
I don't think it's Black Widow was...
I know she's linked to Hawkeye, but in
Scarlett Johansson.
But in the movie, in the second one, when Captain Planet became the Batman,
it was Agent
America.
Carter.
Agent Carter.
Agent Carter.
Peggy.
Yeah. Is that her name? Mm-hmm. Agent Carter. That's the one I was thinking of.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Devin's not going to go for anything.
I know. She's going to pick what she wants to pick, and that'll be it. And buy the costume, and he'll wear it, and that's just how it'll go.
All right, so that is another episode of Hey, What's Up? Hello, Dread Hollow. Go check them out online. Again, dreadhollow.com. Special thanks to them. Keep an eye out for the video. We'll be posting that shortly, hopefully. And then, of course, yes, Gravedigger's Ball, fast approaching October 27th at Hi-Fi Clyde's. All those details, hits96.com. We'll see you guys next week.
This has been Hey, What's Up? Hello, the Hits 96 podcast with DJ Kevin Hayes, Natalie, and Gino D. Make sure to follow us on all social media and to like and subscribe. Please note that the views, opinions, and content expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the views, opinions, or policies of Bayhackle Communications.